Hi, this is a dictation for patient Fatu Sek. F like Frank, A, T like Tom, O, U, Fatu. Last name is Sek, S like Sam, E, C, K. Date of birth is 7/2/1967. Date of accident 10/19/2025. Date of service 11/3/2025. Miss Fatu Sek, S, E, C, K. Comes for a new patient evaluation. Chief complaint, headache, knee problem for both the knees, lower back pain, upper back pain, shoulders, neck, upper arms, headaches. Patient attributes all of these symptoms to an automobile accident that happened as follows. On 10/19/2025, at around 8:28 a.m., patient was traveling in Bloomfield Hills near Telegraph and Maple in a Chevy Blazer as a pedestrian driver alone. She was going through Telegraph southbound while the other car made a U-turn and hit her car on a driver's side T-bone. Car spinned and she got injured. Regarding the damage, the passenger side door was completely damaged, driver window was damaged, driver door is completely damaged, could not be opened. Rear door and axle tire is damaged as well. Inside the car, the glass was broken, but the headrest, seatbelt, dashboard are okay. Car is not totaled. Regarding the injury, patient remembered that she had a neck whiplash due to the seatbelt. Chest trauma, pelvic trauma, abdominal trauma, none. No cuts, no bruises, no contusion, no lacerations. Patient did not go to the emergency room. She went to primary care physician of her own next day, who did order some x-rays, and no other treatment has been afforded to her yet. She was provided with naproxen. No physical therapy, chiropractic has begun yet. History of physical illness. History of presenting illness. Headaches are present 30 minutes to 1 hour in the back of the head. They are 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Severe, and they are off and on. They are sensitive to the light, sensitive to the noise. No nausea, vomiting, seizure or aura are reported. There is a TBI symptoms of dizziness. Only is present. No vertigo, no loss of consciousness or seizures, no loss of memory or forgetfulness, no orientation problem, no ringing in the ear, no vision problems are noticed, no TMJ taste problems are noticed, no pain in the jaw or face. Patient has no subtle anesthesia, no incontinence of the urine and bowel. Patient has no numbness or tingling, no lethargy, no weakness. Patient reports that she has a walking, but she can do up to half a block, and there is slight difficulty associated with problem in standing and sitting. She can sit up to an hour, but standing no more than 10 minutes. She has severe anxiety, depression, panic, sleep disturbance, and regarding the pain, she has a severe pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back. Neck pain is 9, mid-back pain is 7, lower back pain is 8. There is no radiation of pain is reported to the upper or lower extremities. She has a pain in the right shoulder 6, left shoulder 9. Maximum amount of mobility of the right shoulder is 90 degrees, left shoulder is 100 degrees. Pain in the right knee is 7, left knee is 8. No pain in the hip or ankle or foot. No pain in the elbow or hands are reported. All of these pains are several times a day and associated with, so they are sharp and aching, 5 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 8. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by standing and improved by lying down. patient report that she has had neck x-ray, shoulder x-ray, knee x-ray were all found to be negative. And there is no motor weakness or muscle weakness, no numbness, tingling, pins and needle, no bladder, bowel incontinence. Kindly review the records for system review, surgical histories, allergy history, family history, relationship status, employment status, disabilities, legal and personal. Please review the ADS and diagnosis page also. Physical examination. 58-year-old black female. Height is 5'8", weight is 240. Obese, but alert, oriented, cooperative and conscious. No sinus, jaundice, blooding. Colonic here. Clubbing. No acute distress, shortness of breath or severe pain, faces unnoticed. No acute, no overt anxiousness or lethargy is noticed. Good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk reasonably well without any adaptive devices. The gait is minimally antalgic. Blood pressure 144 over 101, pulse 77, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam will come from the template. In the skin, please mention there is a scar on the right forearm from some previous surgery. When there was a fracture in 2024, she has a metal plate placed in at St. John Hospital. Rest of the exam is normal. Neurological is normal. Musculature is negative, normal. Musculoskeletal inspection, palpation from the template, normal. Spine tenderness is bilateral. SI joints are found tender, but no spine is not found to be tender. Hypotonicity is zero. Cervical spine range of motion. Forward flexion is 35, extension is 30. Bilateral side flexion is 30 and bilateral rotation is 35. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 15 and rotation is 15. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign was negative. Perlin, Lermer test, distraction test are negative. Totoar test negative. In the thoracic spine, slump test and loose test are negative. In the lumbar region, SLR is positive at 30 degrees and CLR is positive bilaterally. CAM test is positive. Regard test is negative. Brzezinski-Kernick test is negative. And Babinski sign is negative. SI joint, bilateral SI joints are tender with a positive paper test, positive consonant test, positive tending flexion test, iliac compression test, and distraction test. Extremities. Bilateral shoulders and bilateral knees are positive. Rest of the extremities, which include both elbows, both hands, both hips and ankle and feet, are normal. Examination of the shoulders. The right shoulder has a baseline pain of 6, left shoulder has a baseline pain of 9. In the right shoulder, patient can do maximum 90 degrees of abduction and forward flexion, beyond which there is significant pain. While on the left side, patient can do 100 degrees of abduction and forward flexion with significant pain after that. Hawken-Kennedy test was found positive bilaterally. MTBR can test is positive. Peak test is positive, near test is positive, anterior posterior apprehension test is positive. Bilateral knee examination is as follows. The left knee has a baseline pain of 8 and right knee of 7. There is a tenderness peripatellar and medial collateral ligaments for both knees with slight subluxation and increased movement. However, there are no fracture dislocations. The anterior posterior apprehension is negative. Anterior and posterior drawer test is negative. Metmorris Steinmann is negative. Valgus varus abnormality absent. Patellar apprehension was positive. Collateral ligaments are not torn. ACL test is also negative. Please review the diagnosis from diagnosis page. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan, patient is ordered a physical therapy to the affected area, neck, mid-back, lower back, both shoulders, both knees, 3 times a week. Disability has been ordered. Patient will remain disabled for work, house for replacement, transportation. Medications are provided as follows. Flexeril, 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation and sleep. Lunesta, 1 mg at night for sleep. Gabapentin, 600 mg twice a day for pain relief, nerve pain, headaches. Zoloft, 50 mg at night for anxiety. Celebrex, 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory. Medigesic, 1 or 2 PRN for headaches. Acifex, 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Tramadol, 50 mg PRN for pain. Lidoprol for topical pain relief. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes, home exercise plan, yes, referral to psychiatry, yes, fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI, imaging records, medical records, none are available. Intervention pain procedures, none. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych attended care caseworker, none. Investigations, none. TM is none. Actually, the patient is provided with a DM for pain relief for 10th unit. Education is yes. Follow visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.